Jekka News, you need to know now.
In the traffic, the R21 southbound through Tembisa, very slow getting towards the airport from Olifantsfontein. It's about a 30-minute delay at the moment. There is also about a 15-minute delay on the R24 N12 link getting down towards Germiston.
Die portefeulje komitee oor onderwys, wetenskap en kreatiewe bedrywe sê hy gaan die herbou van skole in die Oos-Kaap met 'n valkoog dophou, veral wat befondsing betref. Die amptelike sterftesyfer in die provinsie na erge vloede weens daardie eerste erge koue front sluip nou al hoe nader aan 100. Dan nuus uit die Midde-Ooste. So spanning tussen Israel, Iran en Amerika opbou. In die Midde-Ooste het buitelandse oliemaatskappye in Irak werknemers uit die buitenland aangemoedig om die land te verlaat. Dis nou BP en Total Energie nou nie te lank terug nie, het gewapende faksies in Irak wat Iran ondersteun, gewaarsku dat daar gevolge sou wees indien die VSA by die konflik tussen Israel en Iran betrokke raak. Die en ander stories is beskikbaar op jackrandfm.com. Klik op nuus. Terug op plaaslike bodem Abri Grobler van PSG Welvaart in Pretoria Oos hou die nuusfront op.
Die JSE het vandag 0,4% hoër gesluit ten spyte van beleggers onsekerheid in die buiteland. Die hulpbronne indeks het met 2,4% gestyg. Platinum aandele het hier uitgeblink. Northam sluit 6,8% hoër, Implats 6,7% sterker en Valterra wat voorheen bekend is as Amplats sluit 4,8% hoër.
En Naspers se jaaruitslae is vandag bekend gemaak met 'n omsetgroei van 11,6%.
Wat veral uitgestaan het, is dat die maatskappy bedryfswins gerapporteer het van $124 miljoen. Hierdie is in vergelyking met 'n verlies 'n jaar gelede. Die aandeelprys sluit 3,2% hoër. Reinet was ook een van die groot wenners vandag nadat daar oor die naweek berig was dat Ansora, 'n Europese versekeraar, 'n oorname oorweeg van Pension Insurance Corporation waar Reinet een van die top aandeelhouers is. Reinet se prys sluit vandag 8,8% hoër.
En dan daar kos in die stadium R17.97, €20.74 en 'n pond staan op R24.26. Goud verhandel teen $3,387.96 per fyn ons. Brent ru olie teen $76.33 per vat. Ek's Marlene vir Shemer nuus om 6.
Time for sport now with Joe Mann and it's brought to you by Mzansi Bet. Ready? Set, bet.
We out here at the Mzansi Bet Fan Parade. Here's to Smoo for backing the boys to their 10th straight win. It's Sarah who went all in on an innings win. It doesn't matter who you are or how you bet. Together, we are Mzansi. Bet 100 Rand and get a 100 Rand bonus bet on MzansiBet.com. T's and C's apply. Mzansi Bet is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. National Responsible Gambling Program. 0800-006-008. WhatsApp help 076-675-0710.
We start off with the live cricket action that's on the go at the moment. It is the first test match between England and India at Leeds. At Headingley, India made 471 in their first innings and then bowled England out for just 465. So not a big difference there between the first innings scores. And in the second innings, the Indians are 321 for 4. That means they lead by 327 runs. They are in the final session of the day. And then, of course, they've got all day tomorrow to try and set a score for England and then try to bowl them out. The British and Irish Lions have warned Australia that the Wallaby superstars must appear for their Super Rugby sides in the Tourist pre-test match series. The Lions take on the Western Force this weekend on Saturday, with 5 Wallabies released to their club, but 2 have been held back. Aussie coach Joe Schmidt has been keen to keep his star players from injury by keeping them in camp, but now he might have to relax that stance. And in some football news, Ilkay Gundogan scored twice as Manchester City thrashed Al Ain 6-0 to secure their place in the last 16 of the FIFA Club World Cup. This all happened at Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Arena. And Orlando Pirates have unveiled Moroccan Abdel